Hello and thank you for joining today's podcast. Today's topic is koromogae. Hello, my name is Manu from Japanese with Manu, and every time when I record a new podcast, there is gonna be an interesting topic for you to learn about something Japanese, of course. So, koromogae. I'm pretty sure you have never heard this word, but it's something really common in Japan. And basically, it refers to the change of clothing during the seasons. So basically, you do that two times a year in Japan. Once it's June 1st, and the second time is October 1st. So it's a little late here, but anyway, it's an important and fun topic to learn about. The history behind is that it happened in Heian period. Basically, it came from China, so most of cultural traditions are based on Chinese traditions, and in the Heian period, which was like 794 to 1185, so that was when Heian-kyo, that's the old name for Kyoto, was the capital of Japan. And the Heian period was really important in terms of cultural development, you know, about all these haiku and the beautiful ladies and all their layered kimonos and everything. That's what we're talking about. During the Heian period, they did this wardrobe change 5 times a year, in April, in May, in August, September, and October. And it was basically not only the wardrobe itself, because it's getting cooler and hotter or whatever, but also changing the colors according to like what fits to this season. And as I said, the Heian period, which means the important things happened at the court, at the imperial court. So this was something that was done by all the wealthy people, but not the common people. That changed a little later. In Edo period, that was like 1600 to 1800, the samurai were made to change their wardrobe twice a year. And then during Meiji period was 1868 till 1912, they fixed the dates on June 1st and October 1st. Yeah, that's how it works. And nowadays, I mean, we have like this one day, like fixed date where things change, but it's not like you have to change from one day to the other and you cannot go back and forth, because summer can take longer, can take shorter in Japan. Like until 2 or 3 days ago, we had like 25, 28 degrees Celsius. Now it's the first day, so we have less than 20 degrees, and that's the end of October. So my son, he was wearing like a mixture. It's like one day it was a little cooler, and then again, it was a little hotter. So he was changing between the summer clothing and the winter clothing. And now we finally changed to completely just only the winter clothing. And there is a certain period of time, it's usually a month or some weeks, where you can decide by yourself, like if you feel like still too hot for the winter clothing or already feeling kind of cold and you can already change to the winter version. That's basically on to you. Yeah, and so where you do it is basically at school, at work. If you have to wear a certain uniform, then usually that's the time where you bring forth the other part of clothing. So either from summer to winter or from winter to summer. Yeah, and as I said before, in Heian period, so that basically wasn't only like the clothing itself, but also the colors according to the season. And so they had like these 12 layers of the court ladies, like they wear these 12 layers of kimono, and like every different layer, the color of this layer was carefully selected, and that's really like interesting. And like, so now we call this koromogae, but originally it was called koi, and the koromo is the Japanese pronunciation of the e, koi, that the ko basically means change and the e means clothing. Yeah, so originally koi was to change clothing, change garments. Yeah. In a modern day usage, you still have this word koi, for example, in the word changing room or locker room. And that's called koi shitsu. Shitsu means room. So if you go to a store and you want to buy clothing and you want to try it on before, you go to koi shitsu. Yeah. For example, if you want to know where like the changing room is, then you're going to just ask by saying 更衣室はどこですか？更衣室はどこですか？So 更衣室, as I said, like the changing room, what the particle for the topic about this changing room? どこですか？どこ means where, des, to be, and か is the question particle at the end of the sentence. So changing room, about, where, is, question mark. Yeah. And so 衣替え. So if we say 衣, we usually refer to clothing, but...You can also use 衣 in food context, like tempura, like the deep fried, usually it's like fish or seafood or vegetables. This outer batter, the coating, that's also called 衣 because basically it's the clothing of like the tempura, right? So yeah, it covers it. All right, so that's the background information. Now let's take a look at some vocabularies, words.So, we talked already about the word 衣替え. So, what I want you to do is not only listen, but also to be active. Because active learning and doing something actively means that your brain is active and that helps you to memorize things easier. So, what I want you to do is just try and repeat the words I say. I just, you know, give a small break and then you can like say your version of the word or like how you think is correct to pronounce. Of course, it's first of all, listen and then...Repeat. So as I said, 衣替え, 衣替え. Yeah, the seasonal wardrobe change. Then, of course, it's about the season. The word for season in Japanese is 季節, 季節. And the reason why the Japanese people do this change of wardrobe according to the season is because, of course, they have four different kinds of seasons, and the Japanese people are really like proud of that, the fact that they have four distinguished seasons. Because like if you are living in a different country, we only like it's always the same kind of weather, or you maybe get like hot and cold only, and there is no distinction, be like there is no fall or spring season, or you barely feel that, then of course you're not gonna do that much like seasonal change. Anyway, the Japanese people are really proud of their 季節. Then the next word, clothing. Clothing in Japanese is 服. 服. So the F, if you pronounce it, it's not F, it's not a hard F, it's a soft one. 服. 服. For example, summer clothing. 夏服. 夏 is summer. And 冬 is winter. So winter clothing would be 冬服. What about the other seasons? 春, that's spring.And fall is 秋, 秋. All right, let's try and go for all the four seasons. 春, 夏, 秋, 冬. Wonderful, now you got the four seasons. The word for clothing items, like in general, like garments, there is the word 衣類. So the common word for clothing is 服, but if you have it in more like technical terms, you would go for 衣類. And to exchange something, like exchange summer clothing with winter clothing would be 入れ替える. The 入れ comes from 入れる, to put something inside, and 替える means like to exchange something. You also have this word in 両替, which is like the money exchange. Then you also exchange one currency with the other. Currency exchange and money exchange, yeah. Anyway, it's the same. 入れ替える. Then what of course you do is you put away the old clothing. You put away, not maybe not the old one, but like the clothing from the previous season. And that word is しまう. しまう. To put something away, to store something away, to put it in a safe place. しまう.That's the dictionary form or the base form. The mas form, the more polite version, it would be しまいます. しまいます. Just for your knowledge, the base form or the dictionary form is used when you talk to somebody who you already know, like family and friends. And the mas form is the form that you use when you want to be extra polite. So for example, if... you talk with a person who you don't really know yet, or you may be in a relation like where you talk to a customer, or you talk to your boss, your superior, then of course you need to be more polite and you use the must form. But it would be strange if you talk to your friends and use the must form that creates a little too much distance between you and your friends. It's a little strange. Anyway, all right. So first we put the old clothing away and we take the ones we need now out. That would be dasu. Or the must form dashimasu. The closet in Japanese is, well, it's pretty easy, クローゼット. And there are all kinds of like closets. I don't want to show mine because my room is super messy right now. I didn't really have time to like do my kuromogae. Like, some clothing is here and some clothing is over there. I really have to do that soon. Yeah. Anyway, what I wanted to say is like our house has a traditional Japanese room, and we have something which is called oshi-ire. Oshi means like to push. And ire means, like, as I said, to put something inside. So oshi-ire is basically a place. It's especially for things that you don't want to be outside in the room because it would take away space. So basically what you put in there is a futon or like decoration you don't use during the day or like during a specific season, and you take the out from there when you need it. For example, if it's Kodomo no Hi, like the day of the children's day, then there's specific decoration you usually use for that. But you don't use it all the time, so only when you use it, then you take it out. But if you don't use it, then you put it back in this oshi-ire. Yeah, and you usually don't really see it. It's like inside the wall, I would say. You just see like the door. Usually not a sliding door, but you just like open it like a normal door. Yeah. Okay, that's that. And then we have the クローゼット, which is the closet. Then we have the word タンス. That's a dresser. Of drawers, where you just can put things inside. Then like to organize or to tidy up means セリする. So like to organize, separate summer clothing and winter clothing, you put things together to organize them neatly. That's what you will use, セリする. And セリします would be the more polite form. Then, of course, in terms of the seasons, the weather is different. For example, in summer, it's hot. That's あつい. And cold, that's さむい. And if you want to say like it gets cold, so samui is an e adjective. It ends with an e, samui. And if you wanted to combine to become cold, so the thing is like, so in English, the adjective, it becomes cold. We don't really change anything. But if you want to say it in Japanese, you have to combine the word samui and naru. Naru means to become or to get. But you can't say samui narimasu. That would be wrong. You have to change to samui into samuku, and that's the adverb. How does it become cold? So like samuku, so adverb basically means it describes the verb more. Adverb, right? And samui is the adjective. Samuku is the adverb form of samui. Samuku naru. Naru is the base form or the dictionary form. Samuku naru. Or samuku narimasu. Narimasu is the masu form, the more polite version. And you can do that with all kinds of adjectives. For example, it becomes hot. Hot is atsui. Atsuku narimasu. Atsuku narimasu. It gets hot. Samuku narimasu. It gets cold. And one more. Suzushii. That means cool. Like the weather is cool because the wind is blowing. It's not hot, it's not cold yet, but it's kind of, you know, you feel it's a little cool because maybe the air conditioner is on, whatever. It's suzushi. It's usually not too negative. Like you don't really feel super cold, but you feel a little cool, a little chilly maybe. Yeah, that's suzushi. And if it becomes cool, then you say suzushiku naru or narimasu. All right, so that's the base vocabulary. Let's take a look at some more words. For example, the word uniform in Japanese, that's 制服. 制服. 制 basically means rule. So it's like, a rule or something that is predetermined. 制服. We said before, like, 服 means clothing, so it's like a regulated clothing, a uniform. Or school uniform. 学生服. 学生 means like student. 学生服. School uniform. And if you want to say this is summer uniform, you just combine the 制服 with 夏. 夏制服. Summer uniform. Or the winter uniform. 冬制服. And the summer uniform usually has short sleeves. That would be 半袖. 半 means half and 袖 means sleeve. And 長袖, that would be long sleeves because the 長 means long, comes from 長い, long. Then maybe you have a blazer, a blazer. Or something which is like kind of old style, the typical girl's school uniform as like a sailor uniform. That's called セーラー服. If you have watched Sailor Moon, then you know what I'm talking about. セーラー服. So that's for the girls. And the boys' uniform is called 学ラン. 学ラン. So the 学 comes from like study, like 学生. The ラン is, has an interesting background. So the boys' uniform, if you take a look at it, does really look like military style. And originally it came from Prussia. Like old, you know, like some time ago, now you know it's Germany and everything. But so like the Japanese people or like loved German culture and, you know, like war and everything. But let's not talk about that right now. But they got it from there. But the Rang doesn't have anything to do basically with Germany or German. Ran is the abbreviation of the Netherlands, Holland. And the Japanese word for that is Oranda. And the kanji, so maybe you think that like all the foreign countries have a katakana version, that's true. Like America, Canada, Mexico, and whatever. But there is also a kanji version. Interesting, right? Yeah. And the one for the Netherlands is ran. And ran is the orchid. For example, if you have watched Detective Conan, his girlfriend is called Ran. So that's the same kanji, basically. And Oranda, there's the Ran in there. So yeah. The reason for that is that basically Japan had like a long history of exchange with the Dutch people. And so basically that also meant like everything foreign basically was Dutch. Netherlands, right? So that's why we have this ran here in 学ラン, even though it was not Dutch, but German. Yeah. All right. So we got all this vocabulary here. Let's go on to some... Wait, did we have all the vocabulary I wanted to talk about? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, one more. So we have the word for rules, that's 規則. 規則. The rules. We got some more. We have the word suit, that's 수츠. 수츠. And the necktie, the tie, 넥타이. Yeah, it's easier to study a lot of Japanese words if you know English. Really helps there. A jacket, like an outer garment that you like wear over something is called uagi. uagi. The ua comes from ue, on top or above, and the gi comes from kiru, to wear something by pulling it over your head. There is another word to wear something to your clothing, like pants or jeans or trousers or skirts or socks or shoes. For that, because you pull it up your legs, there you use a different word. That's haku. So everything you wear or you put on by pulling it up your legs is haku. And everything you put on by pulling it over your head or something over your shoulders, that's kiru. The same ki as in kimono. Because kimono basically means a thing to wear. Ki, mono. Mono means thing. Tabemono, something to eat. Nomimono, something to drink. A drink. Food. Tabemono. Alright. What else? Ah, yeah, yeah. And uagi, please pay close attention to the pronunciation. It's uagi. Uaki means like you betray somebody. Like you have a... like if you have an affair. Yeah. Okay. One more. Koromogae kikan. Koromogae kikan. So kikan means like period, like time period. And koromogae kikan is basically the period, like, as I said before, like several weeks or up to 1 month where you can personally decide by yourself if you're gonna wear the previous clothing style or the one coming. So like if it's still kind of hot, even though it's already fall, and you still prefer to have the summer clothing, but it's if you feel it's already kind of cool, you can already change to the winter clothing. There it's like depending on what you prefer. And kikan is this period. All right. So next thing, I have prepared some sentences. I separated beginner sentences and dialogues and dialogues for a little more advanced people. So first, of course, we start with the beginner version. Some simple sentences. Number one. 今日は衣替えをします。今日は衣替えをします。今日 means today. 衣替え the change in wardrobe, します, to do. So we have quite a lot of Japanese verbs where you just add the します to a noun. For example, 勉強します. 勉強 means to study. Or my 勉強 is like the study, like the noun. And by adding します, you make the verb out of it. To study. 勉強します. The します attached to noun is also working with sports. サッカーします, to play soccer. テニスします, to play tennis. And so on and so forth. 今日は about today, 衣替えをします. I do the wardrobe. Today I'm doing the wardrobe change. Then the next sentence. 夏服をします。夏服をします。夏服, remember, 夏 the summer, 服 clothing. Not します, しまいます. Sorry, that was my mistake. 夏服をしまいます。夏服をしまいます。Remember, しまいます, to put something away. So 夏服をしまいます. That's what I should be doing, to put away the summer clothing. So I put away the summer clothing. 夏服をしまいます. And I take out the winter clothing. 冬服を出します。冬服を出します。出します to take something out. It's already cold.もう寒いです。もう means already. もう it's long. もう and you write with もう and う。もう and it's a long お。もう。もう寒いです。It's already cold. Alright, now let's have a look at some dialogues. The first dialogue, for the one for beginners, is about a daughter and her mother who are doing the wardrobe change on that day. And the mom says, 今日衣替えをしましょう。今日衣替えをしましょう。今日 today, 衣替え the seasonal change of clothing, しましょう。しましょう comes from します to do, and the ましょう form, instead of します, we say しましょう、ましょう means you suggest something. Let's do blah blah blah. Let's do the wardrobe change today. And the daughter says, はい、alright, yes.
何をしますか?何をしますか?
何? What? します? To do.
何をしますか?
What we do? What do we do? What do you have to do? It's a question basically, right? Because of the ka at the end. And the mother replies,
夏服をタンスにしまいます。夏服をタンスにしまいます。
The 夏服, the summer clothing, or the particle for the object. タンス, that's the drawer. に, に is the particle for the goal, like into where do you put something into? しまいます, remember, しまう, to put something away. And the goal of the action is where.To were in, into were, into what? So this ni, that's basically this direction. It gives you the direction to where you put things away in this case.
タンスにしまいます。
And then the daughter asks,
冬服はどこですか?冬服はどこですか?
冬服, remember, 冬, winter, winter clothing.
冬服は about the winter clothing. どこですか?
Where is it?
どこ?
Where?
冬服はどこですか?
And mom answers,
クローゼットにあります。
It's in the closet.
クローゼットにあります。
Here the に shows the place where something exists, where something is. There is, there are.
にあります
means that. あります is used for things. It's in the closet. The clothing is in the closet.
クローゼットにあります。
And as you might realize, there is no it. Because in Japanese, if you already know the topic of the sentence, you do not have to repeat it. You don't have to mention it.
クローゼットにあります。
In the closet is, you don't have to say it because it's understanding, you can understand it by the context. We still talk about the same thing. We still talk about the winter clothing from the question from before. And the mother keeps saying, keeps going on,
一緒に出しましょう。一緒に出しましょう。
一緒に means together.
出しましょう。Remember, 出します。出す。
To take something out and ましょう suggestion. So let's take it out together. Or let's take them out together because I don't think they're gonna just take out one piece of clothing. They're gonna take out all the clothing they need for winter. And the daughter answers,
わかりました。
わかりました。I got it. I understood.So maybe this, the way I wrote this dialogue is not 100% accurate because it's a family. And in the family, you're not going to use the must form. I mean, once in a while you do. Like, I mean, of course, it depends on the family members. Like if I talk to my mother-in-law, I usually use the must form because I want to be polite. There's always a difference. Even like, it's not only in Japanese, it's also in English. Of course, you try to be more polite if you talk to your parents-in-law or to, you know, like... Other relatives you don't really see that much, right? So yeah, that's about that. Yeah, and so in general, I would like change the des to a little more less polite version. But we talk about beginners here. This is dialogue for beginners, and it's really important for beginners to start with des mas form, Because if you, of course, everybody's like, yeah, but I want to talk the way the Japanese people talk in real life. And I keep hearing they don't use the must form because it's like too polite and they don't use it for their friends. That's true. But it's always better to be a little more polite than compared to being less polite. Because if you're less polite in Japan, that's like the death roll. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And me, you know, I as a Japanese teacher, I would really want you to behave yourself in a way in Japan that reflects that you are a polite person, that you respect the Japanese, that you respect their culture. And politeness is such a huge part in Japanese culture that it's still better to be too polite compared to being less polite. And starting from beginner is this mas form. That's why I'm using it here. But we will see for the next dialogue that's going to be for lower intermediate. If you know about like that European way of like describing or classifying levels of languages, then you know maybe like the A2 level. And the next dialogue is written in A2 level of Japanese. So A1 is the like super beginner. A2 is a little more lower intermediate than B1. B2, that's intermediate level, and then C1 and C2. And C2 is basically like near native level. That's basically what I have here. All right, so we have Kenta and Misaki talking about doing the kuromogae. So Kenta is a male name and Misaki is a female name. And the two live together. So Kenta starts. ねえ、もう10月だね。ねえ is a way of like getting somebody's attention. Hey, もう10月だね。It's already October. もう already 10月 October, the 10th month, 10月. So the funny thing is that if you're a complete beginner, then maybe you have not heard that yet. But as a lower intermediate, I suspect that you know how to say the month in Japanese. But it's basically the numbers from 1 to 12 plus adding the word or the kanji for moon, which also means month. Ichigatsu means January. Ichi, one. Gatsu, month, moon. First moon, first month, January. And they have jugatsu. Ju means 10. Gatsu again, the month, the moon. And it's a kanji for moon. Jugatsu da ne. So da is a less polite form of this, to be. And ne is a way of asking somebody else's opinion or agreement. Hey, it's already October, right? そろそろ衣替えしないと。そろそろ it's like it's about time that. For example, if you know you take a look at the clock and it's like, oh my god, you know, it's already like 10 p.m. We gotta get home. And, like you've been at a friend's place and suddenly realize, oh, it's already 10 p.m. and I gotta get up early tomorrow. And like, ah, そろそろ帰らないと. It's about time that we're gonna go back home. And the 帰らないと is something that I will talk about just with this sentence too, because it's the same there. 帰らないと. So the ない form is a negation, in terms of like levels of politeness, it's the like the base form. So it's not the super polite mass form, but it's a little less. That's the one you use for friends. And the ない plus と. The to in this case doesn't mean and, but it means, or instead, it means if or in case. So if we don't go now, we don't really say that, but it basically means we got a problem. And that's quite something that's something that really happens a lot in Japanese language, that you do not say the full sentence. You just say some part of it and leave the other one out because that would be too direct, would be too much. In Japanese language, it's always like understand everything, but only by saying a small part of it. And everything else is understood by context. All right, so Kenta says, そろそろ衣替えしないと。So it's about time that we do the wardrobe change. And kuromogae shinaito is like, if we don't do that soon, or it's about time and we don't do that soon, then that's going to be a problem. So it's something we have to do. The shinai to, the nai form plus to, is another way of saying we have to. Maybe a little less direct. Because there are several ways of saying I have to. Like, usually, if you are still kind of beginner or low intermediate, you most probably have only learned the one, which is しなければ なりません. Or しなければ ならない. なければ なりません. That's the word for have to. I must do this and that. All right. Back. Now, Misaki. She says, そうだね. Yeah, that's right. そうだね or そうですね would be a little more polite, but they are friends, so they don't use the this form, this must form. She says, そうだね.
最近涼しくなってきたから 冬服を出さなきゃ.
最近, recently,
涼しくなって.
Remember, 涼しい means cool.
涼しくなって
comes from 涼しくなる. It became or it becomes cooler.
涼しくなって.
Te is the te form. The te form is being used for connecting several actions. So, te form plus kita. Kita means to come or it came. It came, it happened something. So, if you want to show that there was a process that happened until now, then you use te form plus kimasu. And here's kita because it's already over. And then kara is the reason because. Because it has become, it has turned cooler recently.
冬服を出さなきゃ.
冬服, the winter clothing.
出さなきゃ
comes from 出す, to take out. Remember, take out the new clothing, I mean the clothing for winter in this case.
出さなきゃ.
出さなきゃ comes from 出さなければなりません. Remember, なければなりません, I have to. 出さなきゃ is a short form, is a really colloquial form of saying I have to or we have to. So because it got cooler recently, we gotta take out the winter clothing. Yeah. And then Kenta is
like 夏服はもう全部洗った. 夏服はもう全部洗った.
夏服, the summer clothing, もう
already.
全部, everything, all.
洗った
comes from 洗う or 洗います, to wash. Maybe you have heard the word お手洗い. Te is the hand, arai comes from araimasu, to wash, the hand washing, and that refers to the toilet, to the bathroom. That's where you wash your hands.
夏服はもう全部洗った.
Arata is the colloquial version of araimashita. So have you already washed or cleaned all the summer clothing? And then it keeps going.
タンスにしまう前に. ちゃんと洗わないとね. タンスにしまう前に.
All right, タンス, that's a closet, the drawer.
しまう前に.
しまう, remember, to put something away.
前に,
before. So before putting it in the drawer,
ちゃんと洗わないとね.
ちゃんと means like properly.
洗わない.
Is the less polite version of araimasen. And then we have the to, just like before.
Arawanai to.
If we don't do that, if we don't wash the clothing.
Ne.
Again, asking for consent. So are you on the same opinion? Do you have the same opinion? So don't you also think that like we need to wash them before like putting them into the drawer? Yeah, so he's like asking, is the summer clothing already washed completely? Because like before putting it in a drawer, it's necessary that we have to properly wash them. Yeah.
洗わないとね.
Again, like this is not a whole sentence. It could be like, ちゃんと洗わないと後で困ります. Otherwise, if we don't wash it properly, we're going to have a problem later. It's going to be smelly. I don't know what's going to happen, you know. Something bad is going to happen. But you don't say that in Japanese. We're just like, if we don't wash it, dot, dot, dot. And then everybody else knows, okay, it's another good thing to do, so we have to do that. Yeah. And then Misaki is like,
洗濯は終わった.
Sentaku, maybe you have heard the word sentaki or sentakuki, which is the washing machine. Sentaku is the laundry. Owatta comes from owarimasu, over, finished, done. Sentaku wa owatta, well, the laundry is done, it's finished. Demo, closetto ga semakute, zenbu hairanai kamo. Demo, however, closetto ga semakute, semakute comes from semai. It's like small or less, not spacious, it's kind of like narrow. So because the closet is kind of narrow, 全部 hairanai kamo. Everything 全部 hairanai, 入る, to get inside. Not everything gets inside, not everything fits inside. Kamo, maybe. Kamo comes from kamoshiremasen. It's something that I'm not really sure I know. That's a way of saying I'm not sure. You could like translate it by saying it might. It might not fit. Yeah, that's a lot of information here for like these few sentences. But like that, there is a lot of grammar and vocabulary going on here. So if it's a little too much, you know what you can do? Like stop it, go back for some minutes and like repeat, listen to it once more, take notes. That's something I forgot to say. If you listen to one of my podcasts, if you watch one of my videos, take notes. I always have a lot of information going on here, lots of explanations. If you come to one of my courses, then of course I will explain that to you step by step, depending on which level you are. If you're a complete beginner, of course I'm not going to tell you all these complicated grammar patterns, everything. But as I am making this podcast for complete beginners, for beginners, and for a little more advanced people, of course, I'm putting all kinds of grammar things and vocabulary in there. So take along what you can take. And if you want to know more, if you want to be my student, then of course, well, just send me a message. I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's go back. So Misaki told us well, she washed everything, the washing is done, the laundry is done. But the closet is too small. Well, it's small. It's narrow. Not everything might fit in there. Then Kenta is like, じゃあ、着ない服は捨てるか誰かにあげよう。So じゃあ means like, well, then. 着ない服。服 means clothing. 着ない服。Clothing that you don't wear. 捨てる。To throw away.Ka means or. Dare ka ni, dare means who, dare ka someone. Ageo comes from ageru, to give. Ageo is a way of suggesting something. It's like agemasho, remember masho form is the suggestion. And ageo is the same suggestion, but just a little less polite. Agemasho is more polite. It's like the must level of politeness for suggesting something. Ageo is like for friends. So Kenta is saying, well, then clothing that you don't wear or that we don't wear, let's throw them away. Or give it to somebody. And it keeps going. 毎年服が増えすぎるよ。毎年服が増えすぎるよ。毎年 every year, 服 the clothing, 増えすぎる。増え comes from 増える。Something gets more. And sugiru means too much. Tabe sugiru, to eat too much. Fue sugiru, it gets too much. And then he adds the yo at the end. And yo basically means, like in comparison to ne, ne basically means that you ask for agreement. Yo means that you have maybe a different opinion compared to the person you talk to, or that's an information that the other person doesn't know yet. That's why you add the yo. Yeah, so he's like, well, every year we get more and more clothing. We have too much clothing, right? And then Misaki is like, ii kangae. Well, that's a good idea. Kangae means like to think about something. So it's a いい考え. Then she says, 衣類を整理しながら衣替えしよう。衣類, like that's clothes, You know, remember, like, 服 is clothing, and 衣類 is, like, pieces of clothing, the more, like, technical term of it. 整理しながら. 整理 is, like, organize. しながら comes from します, to do. ながら means, like, while. しながら, while doing that. 整理しながら, while organizing clothing. 衣替えしよう. 衣替え, remember, that's the season of clothing change, or, you know, wardrobe change. And しよう, again, is suggestion. しましょう would be the ましょう form. しよう is the less polite version. So what she says is basically, let's do the wardrobe exchange while we organize our clothing. So it's like, organizing in this case basically means like, look at that, is that something we need? If not, let's throw it away or give it to somebody. And the other thing, which is, you know, like left over, which we don't throw away or give to somebody, then we just, you know, do, you know, put it back in the closet. Yeah. And I think that's basically everything you need to know. So I have explained a lot of vocabulary and sentences and even dialogues. And if you want to have the notes, if you want to like see, get this vocabulary like lists and all the sentences, everything I mentioned, everybody who has signed up for my newsletter, the newsletter is japanesewithmano.com/newsletter. And then you can sign up for it. And if you're a complete beginner or well, no matter, you will get an introduction to Japanese language with 5 videos where I explain basically everything you need to know about kanji, about how to write properly, about grammar, like super basic grammar to make your first sentences and everything, and like how to study in general, like for Japanese. Everything is in these 5 videos. And if you sign up for my newsletter, you will get these 5 videos for free. And everybody who has signed up for the newsletter will automatically get these notes. The notes, which I'm referring to, like, to all the vocabulary and example sentence and dialogues I use in my podcast and YouTube videos. So if you, I mean, of course, I always keep telling, take notes. But, you know, I've been using so many vocabulary, so much, you know, like many new words maybe that it's like a little difficult and maybe you don't know exactly which kanji if you want to use to learn the kanji. I will use the kanji version. I will use the hiragana or katakana version. And for complete beginners, I will also put the romaji version, which is means our alphabet. And of course, the translation. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you learned a lot and thank you so much. And see you soon in another podcast or YouTube video or just join one of my courses. And if you want to have one-on-one lessons, that's a possibility too. And if you have any questions about studying Japanese or whatever about Japan, do not hesitate to send me a message or an email at manu@japanesewithmanu.com. ありがとうございました。またね。Until soon. Bye. Yours, Manu from Japanese with Manu.